Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device. And once you download it, please search WWGH. Also, you can call in while we are live on the air by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. I have been sharing this with people. Maybe, you know, you go about your exciting day every day and not even realize what time of year it is or how many days have been far spent. It's 293 days, right? And we have only 72 days left in the year of 2021. What a year this has been. A continuation from 2020, right? What a year it has been. And my guest today is going through theatrics. Yeah, the year is almost over. Yeah, what does 2022 have for us? Well, let us stay prayerful. It could be a better year. We do pray that it is. But anyway, thank you once again for listening to A Voice of a People. Let me share with you quickly those who support this show, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or logoschristianministries.com. Free produce they have every third Saturday of every month. The next one will take place November the 20th, and it begins at 12 noon to 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars. We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. And last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. These people have been with me for almost ever since I started on the air. And I thank God for them, and I thank God for you who listen faithfully. And if this is your first time listening and joining in, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it's titled, Walk the Talk. And it goes like this: being honest, I make what I think, say, feel, and do as one having honesty means I take responsibility for the way I think, the way I feel, and the way I respond to situations, people, and nature. So let us remember to walk the talk. Whatever we're spitting out of our mouth, let us walk that, right? My guest has me cracking up from the moment she walked in the door. Marie Celine Harrington. How are you today?
Hi, Linda. I'm okay. How about you?
Are you over it now?
I never get over life. Can we repeat what you were reading for your thought for the day?
Walk the talk, being honest. I make what I think, what I say, and what I feel to do as one having honesty means that I take responsibility for the way I think, the way I feel, and the way I respond to situations, people, and nature.
I think that's an excellent comment. And as you were reading it, I could not help but think about how what we think will turn into what our life is.
That's so true.
And that will be because that's what we begin to do or not do.
Yes.
From our thought process. So it all starts in our thought process, which is affected by our hearts, which then affects our minds and our bodies, etc., etc. So stay close to Jesus is what I'd have to say to that. But I also had recently heard a teaching, and I'm not quite sure where I'm at with this yet. This is just something someone else had taught on, and it had to do with the rapture.
Okay.
And he said, if you think you're pre-trib, then when Jesus comes to get people, he'll take you in the pre-trib. If you think you're mid-trib, he'll let you stay longer, then he'll come for you. If you think that you're post-trib, then believe me, you'll be here for the whole thing. So let's start thinking about pre. Let's get ourselves ready. Let's get ourselves put together.
Yes, and absolutely.
And live the best life we can. And that means loving people all around you.
That's true. That is so true. And I guess it really doesn't matter when he's going to come because, you know, the scripture says, be ready.
Be ready at all times.
At all times.
One will be planting seed, another one will be gone. Poof. Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Keep your candles lit.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. There's a verse that says, when the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. So who's going to be around to see it?
Oh, well, that's true. And right now, I think we're going to start seeing a lot of that in the next year. I believe in 2022 that there will be a lot of seeing. There's going to be a lot of opening of eyes. Back in 2020.
Yeah, the clear vision.
And the clear vision. The Lord gave the, you know, your vision's going to be clearer.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you know, Holy Spirit vision. Never dreamt what was getting ready to hit us.
No.
But what he was showing us was that 2020 vision was going to open up what we could see. It's going on all around us in the world.
All around the world, yes.
All around the world. All of the sin, the corruption, the sickness. And I don't know anybody who wanted their eyes open to that.
I don't think none of us did, you know. But he made us look at it. He made us see it. He made us hear it, you know. It was a sobering year.
Very sobering. Very sad for many people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been a year where we've been expected to give our rights to someone else. I'm not good at that.
Well, I don't think anyone is.
I am a person who feels that, not that I know I'm right all the time, but I deserve the choice. God did make me, he made me free.
Oh, yes.
You know, not to follow you must mandates, especially when the mandates aren't always working.
Oh, of course not.
You know, and so it's been a very, very tough year. Very tough year. There's no way you could make. I often said to some of my friends, if my husband was still alive, he would have already been gunned up and ready. well, he was a serviceman.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he wouldn't want to see what's been going on in our world going on. And he'd have done everything, anything he could to help stop it. So those are just things that have been going on in our world right now.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on in our world, but only thing about that is, it's the biggest, I think the biggest point is, whatever God says is going to happen, it's going to happen, and we can't stop it.
God's in control.
Yes, we can try.
God's in control. And the only, I don't think he says, oh, sickness is going to come your way, you know, and I'm not going to stop it. However, I do believe that a lot of man's choices are what can cause some of the things that happen.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, I mean, things were done, so.
Yeah.
That's enough of that, or I'll get myself in trouble.
Right, because it's how we live our life.
It's,
you know, drinking, drugs, overeating.
But we know how many people that have been healthy, lovers of the Lord, walking upright, followed all the directives.
Maybe.
In the form of the current sickness that's killing people. And still ended up losing them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't think that's God.
Well, now you have to remember, signs of the end days.
No.
Pestilence and disease.
I believe he is removing them rather than they suffer.
I thought about that, too. Maybe they can't handle what's going to come next.
Because a lot of these people, including my husband, although he didn't die of COVID, but it was in the very beginning. And could it have been there? Sure. But I don't know. They never told me.
Right.
But I think it's more like it is hitting those that are, they could be watching their sugars better, their diabetes, whatever their autoimmune disease is, their hearts. Those are things that we have minimal control over once our bodies get worn.
Yes.
So we just have to do what we can to take care of the tabernacle that God gave us.
Amen. And you know what? That's hands down, that is what we're supposed to be doing in the first place, because just like cancer, if you get cancer, which I had cancer, lung cancer in 2001, what did I do to get that? And I think that just came from a broken heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do, because I think the broken heart can cause extreme sickness.
Yes.
It does cause anxiety. It does cause headaches. It does cause all kinds of things, either the bulimia or the opposite end, where you blow up like a balloon.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's so many things that can harm people, and they don't even realize they're doing it to themselves. It could be the pills they're taking, what they're drinking.
Right.
We don't realize how much sugar and garbage is in our food.
No.
And trying to get clean food to eat is very difficult. And
when
I'm bad.
I
try to go out more than I do cook at home. I should cook at home more.
Yeah.
I'm capable. Thank you, Jesus. I am capable.
Amen.
You know.
Oh, yeah. They make it so easy for you.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's becomes laziness.
It does. Because it's so easy.
Slothfulness.
Yes.
And when you really think about it, boy, oh, boy, I put my face in front of a mirror. sometimes you look at yourself and you think, gee, you know, you walk the walk. Okay, but isn't there a commandment about this? Isn't there a commandment about, you know, making sure that you're doing things right?
Yeah, but you know we're not perfect, and man wants their
Thank
own way.
God, Jesus still forgave us.
Yeah, man wants their own way. They
want
to do what they want to do, you know.
Yep.
Or not want to do. I want to be able to, like you say, freedom of choice.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm all for that. I really am. So I think the possible mandate as far as saying you have to take this vaccine is over.
Mm-hmm.
That's over, because you can't make people do what they don't
want
to.
Oh, they're still trying hard, and what they're in the middle of is the beginning of a civil war, so I hope they figure it out real quick, because I don't want to see our country that way. Right? We already look like a third world country.
Oh, absolutely. We're getting close to it, you know.
Yeah.
As far as...
And now even New York Times is coming out with stories that'll blow your mind, and...
Mm.
You know, these are things they could have been talking about all along, but they've held it under their belt.
Wow.
And now they no longer are buying into what was, and they're starting to put the magnifying glass on it. And that's pretty amazing.
You know, I've seen, not lately because I haven't really been into it or watch a lot of media, but they have so many, last I was into it, they have so many different stories out there and so many different opinions, and you don't know, I don't know what to believe. I hope I'm not the only one.
No, I don't think, you know, it's not a matter of what do I believe for me.
Is this true or not, you know?
It's more of Holy Spirit, do I believe this or not? Are you showing me something that's legit?
Yeah, that's
you know,
true, too.
Because you know on your insides if what you're looking at is or isn't, or how much of it is fake. These people that come out and say, oh, well, on such and such a date and such a date, this is going to change. No, you can't say that, because only God knows, no matter what it is.
You're right about that.
Yeah. So Linda didn't give me an idea as to what we're going to talk about today, which is why I'm on 50 zillion different subject matters.
But that's okay. That's a great opening, you know, and that's what I like about my show.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't always have a script, you know, with my guests.
Freedom.
Yes, freedom.
That song, Freedom, right?
Yeah, and that was on your heart, and that's how we opened up. Oh, my. Hey, whoever is listening, you might have touched somebody else's, you know, thoughts for today. You never know. You know.
Well, just please, if they're bad thoughts, if I gave you bad thoughts, I already say I'm sorry. I pray that they get cleaned up, you know.
Well, you know, it's just, like I said, it's just so much out there. And you know, everybody doesn't have the Holy Spirit to lean on. Or
no.
Maybe not even be in the position or know how to do that to decipher what is true and what is not true. Can I believe this, you know? So people are confused, and we have to come to that realization. Right now, we are in a massive confusion around the world, not just here in America, but around the world. Is this real? Is this not real? What's coming next? Where are we? What are we going to do? How are we going to get out? You know, it's like, what's going on?
The church, and when I say the church, I'm not talking about a building. I'm not talking about any particular denomination. I'm talking about those that know Jesus Christ.
Right.
He said he was the church. He is the rock that it's all built on.
Yes, he is.
And he is also into those who have accepted him as their Savior.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, in that foundational moment when you accepted him, you received the same kind of love he had. And that love is unconditional.
Yes.
So, all right. I believe this, but you don't. It's okay. I will listen.
Right.
I might not change my mind. I might not change your mind.
True.
But that's not going to stop me from loving you.
Right.
I'm going to love you through Christ Jesus. I don't care if you're incarcerated.
Right.
I don't care if you're getting ready to get the electric chair. I don't care if you're walking down the street and just gave me a sign that I didn't particularly care for.
Yeah.
I am going to still love you through Christ Jesus. And I'm trying really hard to stay on that path. Am I perfect? No.
No, we're not.
I mean, I get angry. I get really upset with politicians. But then I have to remember, all right, Lord, your hands. Put your hands on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because we know that things are moving really rapid.
Yes, we are.
Time feels like
yes,
it's slipping
it
away.
Yes.
I know we're going to go to that daylight savings time baloney, but...
I know.
You know, and they even say, that's really bad for health, blah, blah. And I think, I don't want to read that. I don't want to read that.
Right.
I don't
want to
read
not.
Anything that's going to have me thinking that just because it got darker, this, or this is going to happen to me. No.
That's
but
what
I mean, you know, why can't we have brighter lights for our kids so that they can get to school and when they get home they still have daylight to play in?
Not only then, what about me when I leave the radio at 6 o'clock
and
I'm on my way home? It's going to be dark.
Yeah, and no matter how you look at it, you know, the day is just shorter. And now I feel, maybe I'm wrong, maybe somebody else feels the same way, that it's somewhat shorter that I'm opening my eyes every morning at 7:30 looking for the sun
and
it's barely there.
It's still dark.
It's really not come out.
I know.
And it's like the darkness that is sitting on the world right now.
Gross darkness.
Yeah,
the Bible talks about that.
That's what I feel this is.
It's coming.
And many of us have been feeling this heaviness and walking with this heaviness upon us. And it's like, what's the matter with me? My head won't clear. I've got headaches, my eyes hurt, and I mean, it's a lot of the Christian people feel this.
I bet they do.
A lot. And it's like, and we finally have come to this conclusion, you know what? No better time than to hit your knees.
Yes, and get in your Word.
And get in the Word and ask the Lord just to protect you from everything He can protect you from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Thy will be done.
Amen. And that's where we are.
Yeah. Yeah, no matter
right
what.
His hands, yeah.
And even if we didn't say Thy will be done, guess what?
It's
we're not
going to
stop him.
You're right about that. We are not going to stop him.
No matter
whether we like it or not, you know. But he says, he that endures
till
the end. So we don't know what all that entails as of yet, but we can see the tenacity of it. We can see that it's not something that usual for us to deal with or to comprehend.
A very different world.
Yes, it's so much deeper and so much harder to endure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and lean and depend and rely upon Him is just so much out there. And that's why we are, I believe, because, you know, the enemy, the devil, is the prince of the power of the air. And he is God of this world.
Right.
You know, and he is the one who's causing all this confusion because God says, I am not the author of confusion.
That's right.
So it's all his work. And
that's
as
right.
you say, we as people who consider ourselves believers in Christ Jesus, we should be the answer for
right.
those who are, you know, in confusion.
The problem is a lot of that confusion is brought on by the enemy, and the enemy is not going to allow us to be the answer. He's going to keep the shield over their ears and over their eyes and all about us if he can. And that's part of our problem. That's where we have to really fight. We have to have the angels with us, and we have to go against the evil of the enemy and break his curses and break what it is he's trying to do.
Yes,
you know.
Absolutely.
But,
and save as many people that can be saved. You know,
right.
like God, like the word says, snatch them out of hell. You know, snatch them out of the fire. That is our, the Great Commission is still in the book.
Oh, that's still the same. it's never
same.
Changed.
And we can't get so entangled up
yep.
with the cares of the world, because he said this world going to pass away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not much different than several other people who have said they've had dreams in their past, not
okay.
recently, but in the past, where I could see that I was walking towards the edge of a cliff, and when I looked over the cliff, people are screaming, and they're in the pits of hell, burning, and all I could hear was, if you don't go, who will?
Right, right.
Because I was contemplating not doing something that I was asked to do.
Excuse me, right.
You know,
right.
so that appears to me in a dream, and it's like, okay, Lord, I'll go.
Right. You have to.
You know?
I was
yeah.
on assignment Sunday. I left church a little earlier. I was on assignment Sunday. I had to go minister to someone, you know. And we have to. It took me a while to get there, and even though I had to repent all the way, because,
yeah.
you know, when God tells you to do something and you procrastinate, and then
you get up and go, and you're telling, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm so slow here, you
yeah.
know.
But, help yeah. me, you know, prepare yeah. the, you know.
Prepare the way, yes. prepare my
the
words.
Heart, yes.
Prepare my heart, yeah.
And the heart that's going to receive what
and
I
And may my eyes see
yes.
as I need to see,
yes.
my ears
yes,
hear
yes,
as
yes.
I need to hear.
Yes.
May mouth speak as it needs to speak.
There you go. With boldness, mm. you know. But
holy boldness.
It is so real. Like
boldness
your dream.
Can come in a lot of ways, Linda.
Yes.
I want holy boldness.
That's right.
you
holy
know?
Ghost boldness. Right.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost boldness. That's why Paul was chosen. He was so bold
mm-hmm.
to have the Christians killed. So, guys, I can use him in the reverse.
Right. Turned him around with one word. Boom. That was it.
Knocked him down. Knocked
uh-huh.
him out.
Went down as Saul and came up as Paul.
Yeah, blinded him.
And when you receive Christ Jesus, you go down as your old man and come up as the new
man.
So no matter what happened in your life, no matter when it happened, no matter what it was,
that's
if you
true.
Tell Jesus, I'm sorry, I repent, and I accept you as my Savior, the old man comes off and the new man comes on. You make a mistake. And you do something dumb and you feel like you done went back. Oh no, Lord, forgive me.
Yes.
Take off my old man's clothes, put back on my new man's clothes.
Right.
Because he's looking to put a robe and a ring on you when he
Amen.
Brings you to the dinner table.
And
that's
a crown.
Right. And that crown. Oh,
crown.
Yes, the crown.
Absolutely. We shall wear a crown. You know that song.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
When it's all over, we're going to
wear a crown.
Absolutely.
I just sang that this past Sunday at a church.
Did you?
I was with my kid's sister in Southern Ohio and in Troy, Ohio, actually. And that was one of the songs they sang. Their pastor
okay.
sang. Yeah, it was
something.
About the crown.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Put the crown on my head. Put
Amen.
My robe on and my crown on my head.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep.
What a great
and
day.
And he kept saying, get up out of that grave.
Yes. Oh, my. Mm-mm-mm. That great day.
Yep.
That great day. Wow.
Yep.
Boy, it's coming.
Yep, it's coming.
Brother
Faster than we
yes.
realize. And those that we've recently lost, my husband and many other loved ones that we know here in town,
yeah,
all over.
Yeah, we just buried, what, Alex? Over
Alex Reese, yeah.
yeah.
And my heart's with Charlene because, I mean, I know what she's going through.
Yes.
And many of the Reese family have had a lot of loss over the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, and then there's other sections of the family that I don't know all the names because I haven't grown up here.
Right.
But yet I know the people.
Right.
And, you know, it's all loss, and yet the strength of their faith is what keeps them up.
Yes, have no one else.
That's the only thing that kept me from insanity when I lost Roland.
I believe that.
You know, the only thing that kept me from insanity. But I was still crazy enough to get a puppy. But other than that, I've been pretty good.
A lot of people do that, though, for comfort.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, let me tell you, it's not always the best choice.
You still have your puppy?
Oh, yeah, I still got her. She's a year old now.
Oh, my.
Yep, she's got a real ornery streak in her, just like my husband did.
Really?
Yeah.
So she really filled this space, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. That is so great. Do you miss your ministry out at the NCI?
Terribly. I had a blessing from them for about 3 months there, where they got permission, and the guys who used to do the praise band behind me on my ministry, they call me.
Okay.
And we'd speak and with the pastor on an open phone line so we could all hear one another.
Okay.
And we sang some hymns together and we prayed together. They filled me in on some things. Lost a lot of the guys.
With that COVID?
With that COVID, we lost a lot. We lost quite a few COs, too, and people that we knew. But, they had wanted to have a memorial service for my husband, but COVID stopped it.
Right.
And then I was supposed to try to get back in there. Again, COVID stopped it.
Right.
Right now, I have, because my badge was good for my approval was good for 5 years, and now I have to fill out all new paperwork, and because of COVID, I either have to get the jab or I have to get tested every time. Oh. I will opt for a test every time.
Oh, my.
In my personal physical condition and age, I have no intention of taking the jab. I react to a standard flu shot. I'm not going to take
some
that.
Some people do. Yeah, I'm not going to take that. Yeah.
So I do take my flu shots.
Uh-huh.
And I have had the pneumonia shot, so I'm not worried about those things. And I believe that's why when I got the COVID, August of 2021.
You did?
No, August of 2020. Yeah, August 3rd, my husband's birthday.
Oh, really?
I got COVID. And I had I stayed home for the full 2 weeks in that time. For me, it was a heavy flu.
Okay.
Slept more than anything else. I was very tired. It took me a long time to come out of it.
Wow.
The tiredness will still hit me periodically.
Really?
But I had my antibodies checked.
Okay.
And I do have antibodies, which is another reason I'm not going to add anything else to my system.
I understand that. That's understandable.
Yeah. Yes. So, oh, big news, Linda.
What's that?
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to finally be a natural grandma.
Really?
My son and his wife are going to have a baby January 22nd.
Wow.
It's a little girl.
That is big news.
It is big news.
Oh, my.
I'm asking for prayer for them and for the pregnancy for my little baby girl coming because both of them had the shot. And she got her first one in the beginning of her trimester because she didn't know she was pregnant yet.
Right, right.
And a second one within 6 weeks later. Mm-hmm. So so far she's healthy and the baby looks like she's growing okay.
Oh,
so thank you, Lord.
God. Yes,
but
thank you, Lord.
They have said they don't know what all that can cause for future. So I'm just declaring that by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ, that child shall be strong. She shall be ready to serve the Lord in normal circumstances.
Yes, be normal
and be
healthy.
A testimony to the love of God.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That is our prayer.
She's
going to be fine.
Yes, she is.
She's going to be fine.
And my husband years ago when I was boo-hooing because I didn't have any grandbabies of my own, I have my stepchildren's children, which I love every one of them, but still, I didn't have any of my own, and my kids' sisters both had too. And I thought, what the heck? What is this? I'm the oldest. I'm 10 years older than the youngest, 5 years older than the middle, and I have none.
Right.
Right? So he waits till I'm 70, right? But we got there.
Yeah.
But Roland woke up one night from a dream. He said, you know, I don't know what your problem's been about this having a baby. He said, because you're going to have a granddaughter, and she's going to have reddish blonde hair and curly hair. I said, I am I? And I just thought he was plain crazy.
Oh, my.
But I says, and just who's going to have this baby? Because I know I'd spoken to my daughter and to my son. And I said, because to my knowledge, neither one of them is. And he goes, oh, no, Frank will.
I said, the boy will, right?
I looked at him, I said, oh, really?
And he saw that.
And he'd seen it about a year and a half before he passed, he saw it.
Something, wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And here it is at fruition. Hey.
God, that's just God.
Yeah.
In his timing.
Yes, we serve an awesome God. All-knowing,
yep.
Omniscient, all-knowing. All-powerful God. Wow, that is so great. I do want you to talk to me about your experience. I know you've been avoiding the issue, but I want you to tell us how that was and how it ended up.
Okay, I don't even remember the right date that I went, but that doesn't matter. A young friend at church, full of the Holy Spirit, had asked me if I had ever heard of the Emmaus Walk.
I had never heard of it.
It's E-M-M-A-U-S. Mm-hmm. It actually started off, I believe, more in the Catholic Church, and then went the Lutherans took it and ran with it. I had heard of it because my mother had gone on it many, 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 many years ago. And
oh,
I mean,
okay.
Talking a lot of years ago. And she just loved it. Oh, my goodness. She came home and she talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. Well, my mother had been in the convent when she was a girl.
Oh, she had.
Yes.
Okay.
She never took her final vows. And so I come from a real long line of ups and downs and changes in different types of faith.
Right.
So main line, Jesus Christ. So anyway, Mom was real excited about going, and she always told me, she says, someday you'll go. So and I had a slight interest about 4 years ago, talked to somebody else about it, and I thought, nah, I don't think so. And I stayed, and then Kayla asked me to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a weak moment, and I gave her the cost for the stay. It's four days, I think, and nights.
Okay.
And we were housed in a basement of a church.
Okay.
And we had little cot beds. And it was like being in a cloistered order.
Oh, really?
Okay. If anybody knows what a cloistered order is, that means you only speak when you're spoken to or you have allotted time to speak.
Oh, really?
So they served, we went in, I think it was Thursday evening, and I went kicking and hollering. I kept telling Kayla, I feel like I need to turn around and go back home. She goes, no, you can't do that. You got to give it a chance. Young girls telling this old lady, come
yes.
on, let's go, let's
yes,
go.
Yes, yes.
And she even made sure she got a ride with me. And she
sure
didn't even have to stay, had her dad pick her up and
oh
take
my.
Her home. But
she wanted to make sure you got there.
Yeah,
right?
She wanted to make sure I got there. She'd experienced it, and she really felt that this would be good for me because it had been so hard since Roland died.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be your fault. So, excuse me, people. I don't talk too good with tears. So, we got there. I'm going to try to remember the happy times here. We get there and we have a supper, and I called ahead of time to see what it was going to be, and it was pizza.
Okay.
I can't eat pizza very well.
Okay.
And I was quite hungry, so I still had a piece, and I was miserable from that day forward. But after we had a really nice, you know, little meal with the dessert, and they said, don't worry about bringing anything with you because we have all kinds of really good stuff to snack on all the time and everything. And Kayla told me later, she goes, that part wasn't anything like it usually was because of the COVID.
Right, probably.
So we had a lot of what I call garbage food.
Okay.
Snacky bags of chips and all. Mm-hmm. They were constantly available. Constantly out there. That and candy. Constantly out. But when it became necessary, it became necessary.
Right.
And, but they served you three nice meals a day.
Okay.
But because of my physical condition, my nice meals a day are not timed the same as their timing. So it made it very hard on my body.
Right.
And unfortunately, people thought that I was just plain mean. I didn't mean to be. I didn't even realize I was being seen that way. So backtrack. The day that we got there, they have people there that wait on you hand and foot.
Okay.
Took care of my luggage, put it down where I'm going to be. And there's every day on your pillow, on your bed, you would find little treats. You would find little cards. Children, I mean, the other people and their families made these little gift cards and things for you.
Oh, that was nice, yeah.
They'd have little trinkets to them, little sayings on them, to the point that by the time 4 days was up, I had a very large grocery bag full of this stuff.
What else did you guys do?
Trinket girl.
I'm going. Okay.
And so anyway, so that first night, as we were leaving the meal, you were called out one at a time, and they called out a lot of the volunteers that were going to be doing the actual time mm-hmm. in the service. And we're not supposed to talk about this.
I didn't know that.
And, well, it's supposed to be a surprise for the people that come in, so I don't know how much of this I can tell.
But how was the experience for you then?
That's where I'm kind of going, because this is where the experience part started for me, because I asked God to help me get through this.
Right.
So you go through this line, and it's kind of like you're going to a football game, and everybody's going, yeah, when they're hitting hands, you know.
Right.
Well, I started to go through the line, and by the time I got, my name was called, and I get up to the line, there's got to be 25, 30 people in this line. And I came through, and I speak in tongue,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit hit me, and I'm smacking hands, and I'm praying, and I'm just speaking in tongue, and these people are going, oh my God, what is she doing? What is that? You know, I think they thought I was possessed. So I had to explain to people who'd never heard it what it was and ask them not to be afraid of me.
Right, right, right.
People understand that as a gift from God, it's nothing to be afraid of, and anybody can have it that wants it. They just have to ask.
Right.
It's not instantaneous, but you can get it as you go into faith.
Right, that's true.
That wasn't a good start for my friendships, you know. and then, you know, we went downstairs and we had immediate quiet time.
Okay.
You talk to nobody. No one. Two sets of bathrooms for about 50 to 70 people.
Quite a few women were there.
Yeah, and yeah, there were a lot of people there. They were great gals. They really were great gals. And we had great meals that were made for us by volunteers. And we had fun meal times and little trinkets and stuff. And there was a lot of really cool stuff that happened in the teaching side of it. And then many a time I found myself at my table speaking to the five people that were at my table mm-hmm. about my experiences with the Lord.
Right.
Because none of them know anything about the Pentecostal. So I was introducing the Holy Spirit to
Holiness.
These women.
Yes.
And I also got to introduce it, it you have to, after every so much, like the morning and then the second, first half, second half, in between some quiet time, you had, you know, time to be with one another. But we, after every teaching, you did some kind of a skit, poster, prayer, okay, or something. Okay. They, you know, asked me to lead a couple of those types of things, which I was trying not to do that.
Right, right. Would you suggest that experience to anyone else? Even though you kind of went into
Here's the part that I and I've got to be careful how I say this because I don't want to destroy this for anyone.
Right.
There was an enormous amount of beauty that showed up through this.
Isn't that wow. That's awesome,
beauty,
God.
Of brothers and sisters in Christ, mm-hmm. who wouldn't know you, would mm-hmm. never know anything about you,
right?
But showed their love. You could see it in their eyes.
Wow.
You could see it in the way they would touch your shoulder. You could just see it all over them. And there were special services that would blow your mind. And the best thing I could say, because at the very end, you were brought up to give your take on the weekend.
Wow. I'm sorry we're out of town. Out of time, Marie. But I think I got a little sense of your experience, and I'm glad that it ended up better for you than it started. And
yep.
I guess a lot of people would not know what to expect in the first time, and you went kicking and screaming, but you came out a whole different person, probably, you know. And
well, I'll use the word adjusted.
Okay, that's great.
Adjusted.
I thank you for coming and sharing with me. I have enjoyed our time together. It's been a while, seems like it.
I know it has been.
Yes.
And I am looking at possibly getting back to the prison.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes. Methinks I am a prophet, you inspired, and thus expiring to foretell of him. His rash, fair, blaze of riot cannot last, for violent fire soon burn out themselves. Like vanity, insatiate cormorant, consuming means soon preys upon the soul. And go on and on, this royal throne of kings, this sceptered isle, this earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare and I retained the dialogue.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Fivish Finkel.
If I were a rich man, he-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- man, I wouldn't have to work hard.